Growing up in the spotlight changes you. For Ron and Clint Howard, television's beloved child actors, this transformation led to extraordinary places. Ron's journey from freckle-faced Opie Taylor to Oscar-winning director represents one of Hollywood's most successful second acts. His films have generated over $2 billion at the box office, with masterpieces like Apollo 13 and A Beautiful Mind showcasing his storytelling genius. But how did these brothers navigate fame's treacherous waters when so many child stars sink? The answer lies in family bonds forged under Hollywood's unforgiving glare and a revolutionary approach to acting that prioritized emotional truth over manufactured cuteness. Their story reveals universal lessons about resilience, reinvention, and how early foundations shape our greatest achievements. Unlike the rehearsed precision of 1950s child actors, the Howard brothers learned a different approach from their father Rance. Rather than focusing on memorization, he emphasized emotional authenticity, asking questions like, "What does your character want?" and "Why would he say this line?" This method helped Ron and Clint develop genuine performances that impressed directors. When 6-year-old Ron became Opie Taylor on The Andy Griffith Show, his authentic approach set him apart. Even small moments, like Opie's lakestone throw in the opening sequence, received careful attention from Rance, foreshadowing Ron's future in filmmaking. Between takes at Desilu Studio School, Ron's real education came from the set itself. The crew, despite their gruff exterior, created a nurturing environment where he could learn both craft and character. His teacher, Mrs. Barton, taught him to maximize brief study periods, a skill that proved valuable throughout his career. Ron gained experience on The Andy Griffith Show, while Clint starred in Gentle Ben, playing a boy with a pet bear in Florida. Working with 3 different bears and participating in local activities, both brothers learned valuable lessons about television production and professionalism beyond just acting. Ron's teenage years brought challenges as his Opie character created social tensions at school where older students mocked him. He found solace in basketball where his TV identity didn't matter. Meanwhile, Clint dealt with the unexpected cancellation of Gentle Ben after 2 seasons, a casualty of CBS's rural purge strategy to favor urban programming. The end of The Andy Griffith Show in 1968 was particularly emotional for 14-year-old Ron. At the final wrap party, Andy Griffith acknowledged Mayberry's lasting impact on the cast and crew. Both Howard brothers now face the challenge of transitioning from child actors while navigating their teenage years. Ron's casting in George Lucas's American Graffiti at 18 marked his transition from child star to autonomous adult actor. Though initially concerned about credit and compensation, he recognized the project's artistic potential. The film's production exposed Ron to Lucas's unconventional methods, where a youthful San Francisco crew challenged Hollywood traditions. Lucas prioritized authenticity and creativity over hierarchy, providing Ron invaluable filmmaking insights. "Watching George work was like getting a masterclass in filmmaking," Ron recalls. "He wasn't bound by convention. He was focused entirely on capturing authentic moments." This experience ignited Ron's directorial ambitions. Following American Graffiti, Ron landed the role of Richie Cunningham in Happy Days, riding the wave of 1950s nostalgia. However, the unexpected rise of Henry Winkler's Fonzie character led network executives to shift the show's focus, presenting new challenges. Ron perceived the shift toward Fonzie as potential marginalization of his character, causing stress that manifested physically in hair loss and eczema. The situation came to a head when ABC proposed changing the show's title to Fonzie's Happy Days, a move that Ron felt undermined the ensemble nature of the show. "It wasn't about ego," Ron explains. "It was about respecting the show we had created together and not reducing it to a single character." With support from producer Gary Marshall, the title change was averted. The experience taught Ron valuable lessons about standing up for principles and the importance of having career backup plans. Despite these challenges, Happy Days provided many positive experiences. The cast formed robust camaraderie, dubbing themselves the Monday Marauders as they explored popular venues together. To maintain ensemble spirit, Marshall formed the Happy Days softball team, which played regular games against other TV and film crews. Throughout his acting career, Ron harbored directorial ambitions, adopting the mantra, film, to symbolize his filmmaker's vision. Despite Happy Days' success, transitioning to directing required entrepreneurial spirit and patience. He began by making short films, entering the Kodak Teenage Filmmakers Contest with Deed of Daring Do, and pulling favors from industry connections to access studio resources. Ron's breakthrough in directing came through exploitation film producer Roger Corman. After starring in Corman's Eat My Dust, Ron negotiated a deal to direct Grand Theft Auto. Working with his father, he transformed an unfulfilled project into a romantic, humor-infused car chase film. The production showcased Ron's ability to work with limited resources, executing complex scenes like a demolition derby with strategic camera setups to create the illusion of a larger production. Making Grand Theft Auto was like film school compressed into a few weeks, Ron recalls. Every day brought new challenges that required creative solutions. This experience laid the groundwork for Ron's directorial career. His willingness to start small, leverage existing relationships, and create opportunities rather than wait for them proved crucial. The path from acting to directing wasn't handed to him. He built it through persistence, calculated risks, and a willingness to learn through doing. This entrepreneurial approach would eventually lead to his directing successes with films like Splash, Cocoon, and later his Oscar-winning work. Each project built upon lessons learned from previous experiences, creating a foundation of knowledge that allowed him to tackle increasingly complex storytelling challenges. The Howard brothers distinguished themselves through their ability to reinvent their careers at crucial moments. Ron successfully transitioned from Opie on The Andy Griffith Show to directing, while Clint evolved from child star to versatile character actor, appearing in over 200 productions. The entertainment industry is constantly changing, Ron observes. The only way to survive is to change with it, to keep learning and growing, rather than trying to hold on to what worked in the past. Their parents provided essential support throughout these transitions. Rance served as father, acting coach, and manager, while Jean offered emotional stability despite her struggles with rheumatoid arthritis. Unlike typical stage parents, they prioritized their son's well-being and education, establishing Coogan trust accounts to protect their earnings. Our parents gave us room to find our own paths, Ron reflects. They supported our choices while ensuring we understood the realities of the industry. This family foundation, combined with their early training, enabled both brothers to build lasting careers in a notoriously fickle industry.